When it comes to vitamin supplements, some of them can be toxic and make us sick if taken in large amounts. Hello, I'm Julie Harker with Healthy Living on Brownfield. They are the fat-soluble vitamins D and A, and to a lesser degree, vitamins E and K. Ruth McDonald is a nutritionist with Iowa State University.
The problem with vitamin A is that it comes in a lot of different forms. And if you consume vitamin A from food sources, it typically comes in an inactive form, in the form of beta carotene. So it's the orange color in carrots and pumpkin and squash. And that form really doesn't show toxicity. So you can consume a lot of beta carotene and probably not have any toxic effects from that. But when it's added in its more active form, in the retinol or the retinal form, then, you know, those can be readily absorbed and can lead to some toxicity.
Vitamin D deficiency is being discovered more frequently, so she says supplements are being recommended. But she says vitamin D shouldn't be taken in high doses.
We don't really know how high that is at this point. There's lots of debate about that, but it's something that we need to be watching somewhat carefully.
She says water-soluble vitamins B and C are less likely to become toxic. I'm Julie Harker with Healthy Living on Brownfield.